Financial Empowerment, a production of the California Society of CPAs and CalCPA Institute. I'm Bill Spaniel. If your house is destroyed in an earthquake, would you be able to recover your insurance documents? In the event of a flood, could you salvage such things as your passport and children's birth certificates? Would you be able to safeguard cherished letters and other sentimental treasures should a wildfire ravage your property? Whether it's a federally declared disaster or the destruction of your property by an arson fire, you will need to recover important documents that will help reconstruct your life. We talk with CPA and personal financial specialist Mitch Friedman about what documents should be safeguarded. Hello, Mitch. Welcome to Financial Empowerment.
Hello, Bill. It's nice to be here.
Our subject today is important documents that victims of a disaster need to have on hand. Mitch, you are somewhat of an expert in this area, having helped the American Institute of CPAs create a booklet on disaster preparedness several years ago. So if someone has to evacuate because of a fire, flood, or earthquake like we might have in California, or a hurricane on the East Coast, what documents should they grab and take with them in their car?
You know what? It's a great question, Bill, and I've been asked that question over the years very often. I'd like to first respond by saying it's a lot easier today than it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 15 years ago, because back in those days, you needed paper. Mm-hmm. Because that's really all that you had. Today, there are so many options for either putting papers on a thumb drive or on a backup disk on a computer or in the cloud somewhere. And there are apps on all of the devices that you use that can store this material. So while it's certainly very important to be able to have certain documents, which I will get into, again, a little bit of planning can make it a lot easier so you don't have to grab them and put them in your car. You just have to grab your computer, smartphone, or your tablet. But the things that I generally tell people to grab, if they can, is such things as a list of your passwords, if you have such a thing. That, you know, can be very important. Things like prescriptions, where you may need to refill an prescription that you used up your medications for, making sure that you have copies of those can be very helpful to prevent delays. Insurance documents. You know, insurance policies today can be 25, 30, 40 pages long, but if you have either copies of the declarations pages, and those are usually probably the first two or three pages of most policies, which delineate what the coverages are within the policy. It doesn't have all the policy language, but at least shows what you're covered for. You know, if you have valuable items such as jewelry or artwork, and you have a personal articles floater policy or personal articles endorsement to your homeowner's policy, I would get that schedule as well, because that's something that you might need. Those kinds of papers are critical in the event that you have to start filing a claim for loss that you have, and having those at your fingertips can be very important.
Do you need tax records from prior years?
Yes, you may need them, but today, both the Internal Revenue Service and various states, certainly California, makes it pretty easy to be able to get copies of your tax return should you need them. That being said, making PDF copies of your tax returns is always a good thing to have. If the returns were prepared by a professional, the professional is required to send you a copy of the return. So if you have them handy, grab those too. And when I say grab, you know, when there's a disaster, if there's a fire or a mudslide, water coming into the house, or an earthquake, you're not going to be thinking about papers and which papers I should be grabbing as I'm evacuating. But I always recommend that people do have a little emergency emergency box that has numerous things in it, one of them being copies of the important documents that they may need very early on. Certainly tax returns you may need at some point, but I don't think it's something that within 24 hours or 36 hours of a disaster that you're going to need. And also keep in mind, if your returns were prepared by a professional, they'll have copies.
If the federal government declares a disaster, does FEMA require any documents?
To my knowledge, FEMA doesn't actually require that you have anything on hand, but FEMA does actually have a very good resource list of materials that you should have on hand in the event of a disaster. If you go to FEMA.gov and you drill down in that website, there is a two-page listing which is called Replacing Personal Documents After a Natural Disaster. And it has places you can go and phone numbers that you could go to and addresses for things like trying to replace birth or death certificates or a lost green card or a driver's license or how you can locate copies of bank checks or bank account information, credit card information, all of the websites and phone numbers that one would need, even Social Security, credit reports, you know, very comprehensive list of how you can easily get information that you might find that you need at your fingertips. It could take you hours to try to locate the places where to go for this information.
That's a very good tip, Mitch. But what about other things that people might value, such as family photographs, letters from grandparents, or collectibles like a baseball card or stamp collection? How can you make sure that they're around after a disaster?
Well, photographs are the easiest thing, Bill, because people generally have them stored on some kind of a computer device, either within their own computer or in a cloud application. And if you want your original photos, if they're in albums, they could be boxed up as well. Frankly, in my house, my wife has so many photo albums that we'd need a truck just to take those. You went on to ask about other kinds of things like collectibles. And that's a toughie. Unless these items are stored in a bank vault or something of that nature, or it's very difficult to be able to arrange to get those together. Again, if they're stored in an emergency box where all you have to do is pull them out, pull the box out and load it into a car or a truck, that's no big deal. But things like letters and baseball card collections and stamp collections, they can be quite voluminous and can take up a lot of room. And one wouldn't ordinarily think about having them where you can easily grab them. And also people, if they have collections, they want to have them in their house. They don't want to have them in a bank vault somewhere where they can't have easy access to them. So these are items that, you know, would certainly be at risk. But if they're important enough to you, make it a part of your overall disaster kit so that you can grab it quickly. You know where it is, grab it quickly, throw them in the car or truck and be on your way.
Going back to our earlier discussion of insurance policies, is it a good idea to have a video or photographic record of furnishings, jewelry, paintings, and other expensive items in case you need to make a claim?
It's definitely a great idea to do that. In fact, with our clients who have extensive contents in their dwellings, I generally will recommend a videographer come and go through the entire house, go through the closets. And in fact, some of my clients who are extremely affluent and have very high-priced clothing, the videographer will actually go hanger by hanger and videotape the garment and mention the label of the designer, all in the hopes of being able to document what it was that was there if it ends up being destroyed. I was unfortunate about, how long ago was it? About 10 years ago, I had a fire at my house, and we didn't have such a document. We had to actually rely on our memory as to what we had. And we were fortunate that our contents were not destroyed by flames, they were all made unusable because of smoke damage. So at least the materials were there.
If some of these documents are unrecoverable, or if I'm away across the country, say, when the disaster occurs and my house is destroyed, how can I get copies of these documents?
I had mentioned earlier the FEMA list that is on 2 pages. And again, it lists websites, addresses, and telephone numbers where you can go to get most of the documents that you might need. Things like bank account numbers and credit card numbers, things like that. I have a little tool that I use. It's a freebie app. I use this freebie app. It's called Universal Password Manager, UPM. I believe it's upm.com. And I have my entire life listed in there. I have every account number. I have my passport number, birth certificate numbers, numbers, frequent flyer numbers, credit card account numbers, literally hundreds and hundreds of items. They are on my cell phone. They're password protected, so I have a very difficult password to get into it. And it's a great place to be able to store information so that in the event you need something and you can't get your hands on it, at least you have the account number and you know the institution number and what have you. I'm certain that there are many other both free and moderately cost applications where people can accumulate this kind of information. Even such applications as Dropbox, which many people use in their businesses, can be used as a place to store items. Also, if you have a trusted advisor, a trusted CPA or financial advisor or attorney, the likelihood is that they are going to have copies of such things as wills and trusts and tax returns and other financial types of information. They may even have copies of your various financial account numbers if they've retained copies of your forms 1099 and K-1, etc. That could be another place to go to try to rebuild if your actual documents are destroyed.
Thank you for talking to us about this subject, Mitch. Do you have anything else to add?
I'd like to add, Bill, that some people just feel comfortable having documents in their possession, not in a bank vault. And today, for a modest cost, you can get a home safe, a fireproof safe that will store things. Now, is it perfect? No. Some of the less expensive ones may not be able to withstand severe heat or fire or flame or water damage. But one that's priced as a good piece of furnishings will probably suit your purposes in most disasters that would occur. And in those cases, obviously, it would be difficult to take a safe with you in the car unless it was a relatively small one. But one would hope that it would still be virtually intact after the disaster and one can get back to their home so that the documents could be there.
In our conversation, Mitch Friedman noted that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has a list of important documents that you should have available following a disaster and how to get copies if they are destroyed. You'll find a link to that list on the CalCPA Financial Empowerment website. We appreciate your listening to CalCPA's Financial Empowerment Program, which was produced in October 2018. If you would like to comment about our show, have a question for a CPA, or would like to suggest topics for future programs, write us to financialempowerment@calcpa.org or simply visit www.calcpa.org. You can search there for a California CPA who can help you save on taxes, better manage your investments, or budget for those rainy days even sunny California sometimes has. Just click on the Find a CPA link. This is Bill Spaniel, and you've been listening to Edition 212 of Financial Empowerment, a production of the California Society of CPAs and CalCPA Institute.